Life is fleeting. Human life is short. We think that the life of an ant is very short. What does an ant feel about its own life? The life of a tree often seems long. The life of a redwood tree seems long. But is it long to the tree? In the moment you are in, this is eternally now. This is what is. But all things in your life change. What was difficult and stressful, whatever burdens you are carrying, they will change. As your body changes, your mind changes. As your mind changes, your body changes. And eventually, you change completely. These bodies are temporary. An outer shell to house the consciousness, the aware consciousness of your own being, your soul, the basket of karma that you carry, all of the reactions to past experiences, to the people you have loved, to the successes and the difficulties of your life. All of those experiences accumulate and they form your opinions, your beliefs, your path in life. And life upon life, you come in different forms to express the feelings, the thoughts, these reactions to past experiences, these samskaras, they are called. You come life upon life to express them. And in each life, you grow, you change, you develop. You wear a form, the form is young, the form then turns to a child, to a teen, to an adult. And through the passage of years, ages. This is the natural cycle of life. It happens to the trees, to the plants, to the animals, to the fish, to the birds, to all beings this cycle occurs. Why is it that life turns over in this way? It is the natural way, because consciousness does not want to stay bound in form. Though you are attached to your form, all of your experiences, and to those you love, these things are only outer attachments. The deep self within does not want to stay bound, and so must leave the form, as you must sleep at night to restore yourself. So you must remove yourself from form at some point to restore yourself. All things in this world are changing. Anything that is difficult, wait a while and it will be gone. And that which is precious also changes in time. But there is one constant that does not change with time, and that is love. The experience of love itself is a constant. The experience of cosmic love, not I love you because you love me, but the experience of pure love the experience of divine love, of being, of aware consciousness, is a constant that never changes, never diminishes. You are the same consciousness, the same person, when you are a little child, as you are when you're an adult, as you are when you grow old. Due to brain chemistry and physiology, your ability to express who you are may vary. But the deep person you are within, the essence of you, the aware intelligence that is you, doesn't change. That consciousness, that knower that knows you exist, the Atman, your soul, doesn't change. It's changeless. And in its nature, it is the same as all souls, as the Paramatma, the infinite being. So on the outside of your life, just like the waves on the top of the ocean, there's turmoil, goes up and down, shift and change, shift and change. But deep within, there is a calm, like the deep waters. You are calm, you are changeless, timeless, formless being. The expression of that which is love, is truth, is bliss. That is the known expression, the described expression of that calm, of that peace, of essence, of being, which has no descriptive, has no definition. Some people call this God. But this God is not someone who sits in a high heaven. This God is in everyone, in everything. And this God is the all-compassionate, infinite love that draws all beings back to their source, back to their home, back to the abode from which they have come. Divinity is not something outside of yourself, nor is it something you contain that others do not. Divinity is everywhere. The silent essence from which you have come, the eternal beingness, the love, which does not change. So when you meet a great master, when you meet one who has dissolved their own personality and their own desires into that infinite love, then what you feel is that love itself, is that infinite compassion. You feel the presence of divine essence. But that love is always there with you, all the time. Those great gurus, they bring it forward, they draw it out of you, so that you can know it in yourself, so that you can feel it in yourself, so that you can become one with that love. the experiences in the body change. Some days the nervous system may be distressed. Some days it may be calm. Some days disturbing things happen and the mind is disturbed. Other days the mind is at peace and you feel divine presence. This is natural. This is the outer waves on the surface of the sea. It means little. If you have touched the inner shores of the sacred source of your being, you know that that always is, regardless of the outer experience of the moment. Your connection to divinity is not dependent on these outer experiences of the mind and body. It is a knowledge in your heart, not in your mind, but in your heart, a knowledge in your heart of undying love, of truth, of the inner light of infinite being. So whatever stresses or strains there are in the life, whatever challenges come in the life, remember that this knowledge you have in your heart is always with you. That divine presence of unconditional compassion, love, caring, and guidance remains around you and within you. You are protected, you are cared for, you are loved unconditionally. And whatever your stresses and strains, offer them to that most beloved one, the guru of your heart, the soul of your soul, the source of your being. That divine guidance is around you, is with you. All you need do is call upon it. Remember it. Go to the knowledge in your heart. Even in the most adverse times, find that love. When you cannot feel it, feelings come and go. Sometimes you may feel it, sometimes you may not feel it. That doesn't mean it isn't with you. It's always with you. And when you turn to that beloved of your heart with the deep knowledge from the heart, then the remembrance comes. And when the remembrance comes, you feel the protection, the guidance around you. You feel it holding you through the ups and downs of life. And when you surrender those ups and downs of life and you go, Lord, it doesn't matter whether my life is good or bad, whether this is a struggle or not, I surrender it. I surrender. When you leave it in the hands, in the care of the infinite, and you just take that shelter, then that one will protect you, will care for you. For the grace of the infinite is like a shower, always falling, and it is only this umbrella of ego that stops you from feeling it, when you let down that umbrella, that grace is there. So never let yourself be downhearted or discouraged. When these feelings come, recognize that you are the child of the great. Pick yourself up, brush yourself off, and begin afresh in remembrance, in deep knowledge, in your heart of your most beloved, of the divine within you and around you. All right.